KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM is joined once a week by Caroline Bruderer of Caroline's Cause Corner, highlighting another local nonprofit. And Caroline, we've got a real local celebrity in with us this morning.
We do. Thanks, Tyler. This is Caroline, and I want to introduce James Pribrin, the eco warrior and amazing ocean environmentalist who is a Laguna local. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
So tell us all about what you do and a little bit of your background, and let the listeners know about your endeavors.
Well, growing up here, you know, basically, well, literally across the street from the radio station on the beach, you know, I grew up on the beach, and my first love was always the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was as if the ocean chose me, and I had a dream of one day becoming a professional surfer. And you know, I worked really hard towards that goal, and luckily I achieved it. And then some years later, I was teaching a surfing lesson at Doheny State Beach, and mm-hmm. I had a little scratch on my wrist, and unfortunately it became infected. And a couple hours later, I was in the emergency room and strapped up to IVs. And I'll never forget the doctor coming in and telling me, had I not come in within 8 hours, that I could have died.
That is very, very scary. And so what did you learn from that experience, and how did you take it into your life?
Well, I remember sitting there and as you can imagine, in a state of shock. You know, I just couldn't wrap my head around how I went from being in the ocean, doing what I love on a beautiful day, to being in an emergency room, strapped up to IVs, and having a doctor come in and tell me that I could have died. And it wasn't as though overnight I changed and became this eco warrior.
Sure.
But it did, you know, slowly and methodically, it changed the way I viewed the ocean. It changed my way of thinking, and it got me thinking less about winning contests and mm-hmm. chasing rating points, and it got me thinking more about giving back to what's given me so much in my life.
I understand that. Like you said, the ocean chose you. Activism often chooses you as well, based on an experience and something that you are, you know, dedicated on improving and changing. And so being an ocean activist and environmentalist, tell the listeners what the Eco Warrior program is, and what, you know, some experiences that you've had around the world with our world's oceans.
Yeah, we happy to announce the Eco Warrior Foundation. We are a 501c3.
Congratulations. That's a big endeavor. It's not an easy thing to get a 501c3 established.
No.
It's a labor of love for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I put that congratulations letter from the IRS right there, but everything I've done.
I mean,
it's it was a lot of hard work, but it's something I am so passionate about and believe in. And so I've been working really hard on, you know, putting together the nuts and bolts of the foundation and writing the content for the website. And mm-hmm. I have a couple of real close friends, John McCune and Steve Titus, who mm-hmm. are basically advisors and really helping me fold this out into actual foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, it used to breathe as a project, and I would travel around the world to regions of coastline that were either being threatened or overdeveloped. And now we are rolling something out for our communities around the world, not just Laguna Beach, but mm-hmm. around the world to get involved in.
So you've seen all kinds of, you know, you've been on these journeys in the ocean and have seen how plastics are essentially destroying our oceans and our fish, and you know, just talk about that.
You know, I sailed from Brazil to South Africa mm-hmm. to be the first of a crew of 13 to document and study the South Atlantic Gyre.
And what's the gyre? Just for people that don't know what that means, what does that mean?
Well, gyre is the scientific name of you know, basically these floating trash islands in our oceans. Mm-hmm. And I believe there's four or five of them worldwide. Unfortunately, it's not just a floating trash island. It's actually worse because plastics break down into little pieces. So in theory, if it was a floating island, you could find a way to scoop up mm-hmm. all the trash. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's far worse because you have millions upon millions of small particles thrown apart in the ocean for miles and miles. And there's actually a photograph of me more than 2,000 miles out to sea in the water surrounded by trash. And each day, we would set different trawls out, which would collect samples. One trawl would be in the water for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. One would be in the water for 6 hours. And I can tell you, in the middle of the ocean, every fish sample that we obtained, once we cut the belly of the fish, all those fish had plastic and worms. And I hate telling the story because I used to be a big fan of sushi.
Yeah.
And I really can't eat it anymore.
That's good to know.
And that's fact, and that's experience, and that's really what I go by in my life, more so than statistics, is what I've seen firsthand. Mm-hmm. Just even walking on our beaches here, and a lot of people think our beaches aren't polluted, yet if you actually know what to look for and where, mm-hmm. I could point out a lot of trash on any beach.
Well, this gets back now to how people can get involved, because that is a really good point. And so how are ways that the local community and listeners that live in beach communities can get involved, and what they should look for, and, you know, explain that?
The Eco Warrior Foundation is the proud partner of the California Coastal Commission here in Laguna Beach, mm-hmm. and we facilitate the Adopt a Beach program. So we administer at least 6 beach cleanups a year here locally. And the biggest misconception is when people go to the beach, they oftentimes look for like big pieces of trash. Mm-hmm. For the most part, big pieces of trash actually do get picked up. However, it's the small little pieces, like the straws, mm-hmm.
plastic straws,
plastic butts. Coffee lids, plastic mm-hmm. bags, mm-hmm. Cigarette butts. Basically, if you look in the high corners of the beaches where the normal mm-hmm. high tide doesn't reach, and you lift up the brush in those areas, mm-hmm. you'll find a lot of little particles. And really, it's the small pieces of trash that we're talking about could be the most harmful, because that's what the fish and the birds eat, because they think it's food.
I see. So tell the listeners about your how they can get involved and where they can get more information on your foundation.
Well, our website, ecowarrior.org, will be launching just after the new year.
And if you become a member of KX93.5 during the segment, a portion of your membership will go to the Eco Warrior Foundation. Again, ecowarrior.org will be live after the first of the year.
Yes.
Thanks again to James, and this is Caroline Bruder with Caroline's Cause Corner. Until next time, make it a giving day.